Labour and the Conservatives have revealed their welfare plans if they win the general election. The two big parties across the water launched their manifestos on Monday and Tuesday, and there's lots of detail which could have huge implications for Northern Ireland, given the Stormont stalemate on welfare. Sinn Féin's chief negotiator Alex Maskey has already stated that if the Tories get into power again, it could be curtains for Stormont. That's because of a further promised £12 billion in welfare cuts. Well, Jonathan Porch is the director of the, or sorry, Porters is the director of the National Institute of Economic and Social Research. Alex Kane and Seamus Close, of course, two of our local commentators. And I'm not sure if Seamus is actually with us this morning, but we're maybe trying to get him. But Alex is definitely there. Jonathan, first of all, spell it out basically for us in bite-sized chunks, what the two big parties have revealed in terms of plans for welfare reform if they get the green light from the electorate.
The Labour has not really said very much. They have said that they will abolish the bedroom tax and that they will introduce a new programme for the young unemployed, which I suspect will not apply in Northern Ireland, but presumably some of the money would flow to Northern Ireland, and that would be funded by some of their new taxes on mansions and bankers' bonuses. But otherwise, they said very little about what they do to the vast bulk of the system, support for disabled people, tax credits, and so on. So I think we can assume that it would probably be pretty much steady as she goes. Whereas the Conservatives, by contrast, because they need to make the numbers add up to deliver on their pledge of a budget surplus by the end of the Parliament, have promised £12 billion in welfare cuts. And they set out where a couple of billion of those would coming from. That's from freezing lots of benefits. But they have not set out where the other £10 billion would come from. Now, some leaked documents reveal some of the options that they're looking at. Those would include restricting carers' allowance to poorer people. It would involve taxing disability benefits. It would almost certainly involve cutting tax credits to working people. But even if you did all of those options, and those options sound pretty difficult politically, you'd still be left with a significant black hole. So I think people are quite rightly saying, well, the Conservatives have to deliver these welfare cuts to make their overall budget numbers add up, but they are really not telling us where they would come. The only certainty is that they would hit, almost certainly hit, disabled people and working families with children, because those are the people who get the vast majority of the benefits from where the cuts would have to come.
So in terms of some of the nuts and bolts, then, what about universal credit? I mean, the biggest part of the welfare reform package. Will that stay, whoever wins the election? What about the benefit cap? In terms of the limit on what households can claim per year, that's currently 26,000 in GB.
I think that universal credit depends somewhat who gets in, but I think that the broad approach is likely to be the same under either. That is, it will proceed, but Ian Duncan Smith's original, completely unrealistic, over-ambitious timetable has already been ditched. And whoever the next government is, it will be very much a slow, cautious approach to rolling out. It will take a very long time indeed, because no sensible new government will want to repeat the mistakes of this parliament in terms of universal credit. So I think whoever gets in, we will see a controlled and slow rollout of universal credit, but it will be considerably more less ambitious in terms of the timetable. On the benefit cap, the Conservatives have said that they will reduce it, and almost certainly they would, but the benefit cap only delivers a tiny amount of the savings they would need. It's hardly even a rounding error, and I suspect relatively few people in Northern Ireland are even affected by it, because it mostly applies to people who have large housing benefit claims in the big urban centres, especially London. So there would be more action under the benefit cap under the Conservatives, less so under Labour, but it doesn't really affect the overall numbers.
Meanwhile, Alex, the whole idea of welfare reform, that the stalemate, it looms large over Stormont, and it'll still be there waiting for our local politicians once the general election is over.
Well, that's the problem here, Jonathan, or Joel and Jonathan, that we still have the stalemate. We haven't resolved the deal we thought we'd done in December, and we're still looking at that. Everything's been put on hold. So I agree with Jonathan. I think if Labour do get in, it'll be more or less steady as she goes. If the Conservatives get in, yes, they're going to want to fill that black hole of £12 billion, as he says, to find somewhere. If they need the Liberal Democrats Clegg seems to have said he's not going to sign up to that. If they need the DUP will want to say, fine, we'll back you, supply and confidence in some issues.
And Alex Maskey already saying if the Tories get back into power, it'll be curtains. It could be curtains for Stormont.
In essence, Alex Maskey has already said that, because the very fact that they have brought the whole thing to a standstill, the fact that the last bit of the welfare legislation couldn't go through, means that I think the fines start to kick in and so on. So irrespective of whichever government or whoever forms the government, we still have that problem to resolve. And there's no point Alex Maskey saying, oh, if the Conservatives get in, you know, it's all their fault and we'll bring it to a standstill. They have already brought it to a standstill. And their other problem is, Joel, they have five, maybe even six MPs on May the 7th. They should be in there. They could be part of action. They could have a part to play. They're choosing not to have a part. They're choosing to sit out and say, oh, well, basically, it doesn't matter. If any government does anything we don't like, we are going to pull down Stormont. But they're not saying, we have an alternative to this. We have an alternative to the welfare problem. Money needs to be found. And I had no difficulty at all, nor would the DUP. I suspect if Sinn Féin said, well, actually, we're not happy with this, but look, if we do this, this, and this, we can actually sort this out collectively. They're not doing that. It seems to be a case of simply saying we are threatening everything until we get what we want, but we're not providing any alternatives.
And again, it highlights the sort of the limited powers at Stormont, because it is the biggest issue, and yet nothing can really be done because so much hinges on who actually wins the Westminster election.
Well, I think it's the odd thing. Now, I do agree with Jonathan. I think if Labour do win, and given some of the points that Ivan Lewis, the Shadow Secretary of State, has been making in the past few months, I think they don't want to rock the boat very much. I think they would prefer to find something that allows the Stormont House agreement to continue on, maybe to look at it in a couple of years' time, maybe after the next Assembly election. I think they're willing to find some way. Also, I think if it is Cameron, whether he needs DUP or anybody else or not, I think he will look at this as well, and he will probably think, I don't want this unravelling. So what he might say to both the DUP and Sinn Féin is, look, you've got another Assembly election in 8 or 9 months' time. Keep talking, keep working. We won't oppose anything in that period. We won't add anything else to your overall bill in that period. But seriously, guys, you cannot spend the rest of your lives handing out one sort of begging bowl after another. You can't spend the rest of your life saying, oh, well, we can't agree on anything. Can you help us again? If you're in government, if you want to devolve government, you really have to learn to do this for yourselves.
Jonathan, it's interesting, very quickly, you know, Martin McGuinness has said he thinks Labour gets the welfare issue. I mean, do you think if Labour were to win and have a majority, do you think Martin McGuinness might be left a little bit disappointed when he went to speak to Ed Miliband?
I think he, well, I don't know what he really expects, but I don't think he'll be over the moon. Labour would have to still have to make cuts in spending overall, and some of those would probably face on welfare, be on welfare. Labour would have to make some very difficult choices about its priorities for welfare spending, and some of those would be uncomfortable, both for Northern Ireland and the rest of the country, and hence presumably for Mr. McGuinness. So I don't think it would be an easy ride under Labour by any means. However, as I said before, the Conservatives' plans would imply a much greater cut, so correspondingly it would be much more difficult. So
okay,
it's a question of whether you look at it in absolute or relative terms, I think.
Okay.